You're listening to SBS News.
Between the 1860s and early 1900s, thousands of South Sea Islanders were forced to work on sugar plantations across Queensland. Trafficked into the state in a practice known as blackbirding, many were enslaved and subjected to harsh treatment. But there's been a historic apology from the Mayor of Bundaberg, Jack Dempsey. Imelda Davis's grandfather was one of the 62,000 South Sea Island people subjected to forced labour.
He worked all across Queensland. So he was taken to Bundaberg Ferrymead and worked with CSR Sugar. And then he made his way across Queensland, northern areas. And then he went down to New South Wales when the Federation came in. So he came here in the late 1800s. So he was just one of many young boys that were actually stolen and put to work across, you know, various plantations.
She says the apology is a crucial moment in the healing process.
In terms of an act of healing for our nation, there's no better demonstration than coming from the highest order to say, we see you, we acknowledge you, we are sorry.
But the issue of slavery is still a major problem worldwide. Australian Federal Police Superintendent Jane Crossling says reports of human trafficking in the modern world aren't unusual.
We would want the average Australian person to know that unfortunately this is a crime that the Australian Federal Police dedicate a fair bit of energy and resources to.
In the 2020 to 2021 financial year, the Australian Federal Police had 224 reports of modern slavery. Of these, 79 were reports of forced marriage, 42 were reports of sexual exploitation, and 35 reports were of forced labour. The first domestic slavery prosecution took place in Australia earlier this year, when a Melbourne couple were convicted for keeping a woman slave for 8 years in their family home. Following this, a Sydney man and woman were jailed for slavery-like offences. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews says this global issue is touching people in Australia.
Look, it's very important that that the court system takes its place, and that where there is sufficient evidence to be able to prosecute, that is taken through the court system and justice prevails for the victims.
Executive Officer for the Australian Catholic Religious Against Trafficking in Humans, Christine Carolyn, says this could be just the start.
Statistics suggest that for every one person, like that woman who was trafficked into that family home for domestic service, there are another four people who haven't been recognised or haven't known how to get help.
She says people need to be aware of the issue of human trafficking and question where the goods and services they're using are coming from.
We're saying things like who made my shirt? Who picked the cotton in Uzbekistan for this shirt? Who made it into cloth, maybe in China or maybe in Bangladesh? Who picked, you know, from my mobile phone, there's minerals in the battery of every one of our mobile phones. What children were involved in exploitative practices getting those minerals out of the earth?
Julia Passarelli, SBS News.